Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustusGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 219 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Episode 219, I think. Something like that. Head on over to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Make sure you get on up in the Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Do that thing. That's a good thing to do. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. Super easy to find. Go and do those things. Seems like I'm forgetting something. I don't know. You'll figure it out at some point. I guess I will too. All right, joining me for episode 219 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
I was afraid you were going to forget me too.
Unfortunately, that is not possible.
Aww. I'm such a memorable dude. Huh. Everybody else is shaking their heads. Yeah. Great. Okay.
Also is Ethan Macaroni.
Who was that guy?
Yeah. I don't know. How did he get in here?
Like, I don't... What's his name? I've only been here for 87 episodes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've only been here for like five, six.
He's been here as long as you're old, Logan.
Yeah.
Who are you? Can we just go to the next guy?
And James Stratton.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just thought.
Do you remember me?
No. I do remember what day it is.
What day is it, James?
What day is this?
Friday. It's your birthday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we got you a present. It's one Big Dan Marsh.
Hey. It's like Christmas in June.
I love it.
Happy birthday, James.
It's like Christmas in June.
No,
it's over.
If it's Christmas, I hate it.
Merry Christmas to you.
James just implodes like the Death Star. It's like, my birthday.
It's Jamesmas.
This being James's birthday, remember that awesome Memorial Day cookout that we had on Monday?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
I'm still suffering.
Like, I'm still full.
You got meat sweats?
I do.
That's why I'm wearing a wife beater.
Well, that and what you do to Emily. So.
We shot guns.
We shot
weapons.
Yeah, we did. You shot Logan in the back?
I shot Logan.
That hurt. I'm still recovering.
Tossed around a little pig skin.
Yeah.
Did it hit you in the spine or just in the meat of the back?
Dropped
just in the shoulder.
Skin.
So.
Oh, shoulder shot. That'd have been a through and through.
I can go back to work.
Yeah. Your insurance doesn't cover that.
You'd have really weird insurance if it covered
it covers everything but a gunshot wound.
To the shoulder.
An airsoft gunshot.
What caliber was it?
That's an act of God.
Six millimeter
we
BB.
We only cover 38 and up.
If I shoot you, it's an act of God, though. Because he told me.
Swear to me.
It's James's birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to James. Wish James a good old
happy birthday
over on the Facebook group, which he'll never see.
I look at it. I just don't respond to it.
You looked at that video of you
sure
and Logan.
Did.
The trampoline.
You and Logan jumping on the trampoline in sweet slow-mo.
The cracking of
the
those.
Sound of that trampoline about
the first,
to die.
I think the first time Logan went down, he touched the ground.
Oh, he did at one point.
Yeah, I did touch. I bottomed out.
He,
and it scared
he,
me a
know,
little
did
bit.
Did the whole thing where you jump up and then land on your ass,
yeah.
And then you come back up, and he like hit the ground with his
yeah.
butt.
And it could not have been edited more brilliantly by Emily.
Oh,
so
yeah. It was amazing.
Off, it cuts off at the, oh.
Bob Dean. Bob Dean.
He's got plenty of time to work
on
this one.
Yeah, he's got plenty.
Yeah. All right. So this week's show.
Hopefully he doesn't forget to bleep certain things out.
Sorry about your mom, Logan.
Who?
No.
The lady that made you those chess squares.
Oh, okay. The lady that made me. Who are you?
No, I know her.
Yeah.
Know her. Appreciate her.
Damn.
Edit that all out.
It stays. There we go.
James gets no cake.
Man, I didn't even say nothing.
You know what? She won't have any idea till the cake is made.
No, I'm not getting the cake until next week.
We're going to do it when he can be guaranteed to be here to receive it.
That just sounds more inappropriate than it should.
I've got to be
guaranteed to receive.
I got to guarantee receive.
Let's just get on into the topic at hand. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
That seems like maybe the safe thing to do since you know, it's your birthday and all. How did it feel to shoot Logan?
Oh, it was great. And then afterwards, I felt really bad because years of gun safety taught me never to aim a gun at somebody unless, you know, they're coming to rape me or something. I don't know.
Or to just, you know, be Logan.
Yeah, but Logan, I
was standing there peacefully with my hands behind my head.
No, now, don't frame it that way, idiot. You were like, okay, you
covered
you
your eyes
me.
To make sure a ricochet didn't hit you in the face.
You willingly let him shoot you because you sprayed him in the face with gas.
With bittering agent. Also, you hit me in the Bob Jane with a football.
Okay, that one should not count.
Because he doesn't have that great of aim.
Yeah.
And then you tried to kill me on the trampoline, too, so, you know.
And there's video evidence of that.
I did not try to kill you.
You did try to kill me.
I was just jumping, James. I'm sorry.
You tried to jump on me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I stopped.
You're all
when
like,
you fell
what
down.
What he's trying to do is recreate No Man's Sky in real life. Yeah. Because it's not coming out till August.
No, it's not coming out. Yeah.
Sorry about that, people that care about that game.
Taking out
Please
Summer
stop
with murder.
Sending the people death threats.
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously, that is sad.
You know, that'd probably be a bad thing to do at like a summer cookout. You should probably not do that.
What,
like,
have death threats?
Yeah.
Send death threats
send
to people?
Death threats to people who make video games.
It's like you're at a cookout and like the cook just gets a note that says, I'm going to kill you. Like, who did this?
He's like, if this hamburger is underdone, it's over.
I will murder you.
I'll put your face on the grill
If I don't have this hamburger by June 6th,
well, that's a long way for a hamburger. Yeah.
You've had plenty of time to make that hamburger.
They've had plenty of time to make the hamburger.
It's fine. I'd rather them wait and it be a good, solid release and it be fine. And
Yeah.
No issues.
I just want a good, solid game.
I want a well-done hamburger.
Who are you?
Yeah. I wish you could have
so
one.
So Dan's here.
Yeah, Dan's here. And Dan's here to talk with us about cookouts and summer fun things.
Summer fun things.
Yay. Yeah. I like fun and I like cookouts.
Do you like fun?
I do.
Okay. He's a fan of fun and cookouts.
Fun is okay.
What about fun cookouts?
No such thing.
Oh, okay.
Cookouts is work.
Yeah. Well, for some people,
I was going to say Josh worked all day.
Yeah, it's I don't mind doing a cookout because, usually if it's something like I don't know, like New Year's when we get together and we cook, like I usually eat as we go along, so that's okay. But like if it's just a hey, get together and throw food on the grill, then it's a little bit more work because you can't really eat as you go along.
Well, you can, but raw beef is just not...
It's not healthy.
No. Yeah. I'm not an idiot, Logan. I mean, it's not...
I mean, however, hot dogs, you could eat those.
Yeah, you just...
You can, but they're gross.
Well, hot dogs are just gross in general.
I used to eat raw hot dogs when I was a kid.
Well, you also...
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that you had the ponytail. We had a photo of the ponytail from the cookout.
That was awesome.
I just put it back in a ponytail.
There goes Ian. It's over for Ian.
It's always funny.
Yeah, that's an always funny. Logan in the ponytail.
Do you remember me now, this ponytail guy? Hold on. Does this help? Does that help?
There was some weird dude there Monday with a ponytail. And I couldn't stop
just so you know, he shot it at me while we were outside, and it hit me in the stomach, and it fell in the dirt, and I stepped all over it, and he looked at me like, like, why would I give it back to you? It was soaked in sweat, and you shot it at me. I'm going to obliterate it into the ground.
Like his ponytail holder?
Yeah. No, ponytail. I actually just took it off.
You just said he shot it at me, and I was like, hold on. What did he shoot at
you? Capoeira. Gross. His hair's pretty gross. So, don't slap me with your hair or anything like that.
It's just sweaty.
Yeah.
Do a man bun next time.
I'll do a man bun for you, Ian.
Oh, God.
I'm going to laugh at you.
Just phrasing. Come on.
You need a cookout for phrasing. That's what you need. You need a cookout where you can get together with people and learn some phrasing, where you don't have to pay them to eat with you, but just to show up and hang out. Any comments about that?
Nope.
Didn't think so. That's fine. All right. So we're going to talk about cookouts and summer fun activities. Logan.
Eventually.
besides obviously our most memorable one, tell us about some fun cookout experiences that you've had.
Wait, what was our most memorable one? Hold on. Yeah. I got a
most recent one.
Oh, okay.
Be most memorable.
Yeah. You shot Logan, so.
It was great. That shot him twice.
Yeah. There's one cookout that I remember. It was towards the end of summer, and my brother's friends came over for a bonfire, and one of the guys dropped a hot dog into the fire at the very start. So, like, for 45 minutes, this hot dog just sat in there and whistled. Just me for the whole time.
How'd it go again?
Me.
You.
It was
What happened if you took it or, took it out and turned it around?
We didn't Whee! Take it. It just it sat in there and just whistled.
What did it sound like?
Me.
You're welcome.
Let's get some five-part harmony me's going.
So who ate that hot dog?
Nobody did. Okay. It was just, it fell in there.
It's still there today.
Wait a minute. Your most memorable cookout experience was a hot dog falling in some fire?
Me. That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head. Like,
me. Sorry, folks.
Fine. Nobody listens to this.
Yeah, one time Eric.
We played a sweet game of bocce. That's
wait, what?
Bocce ball.
It's like bocce ball, except he says it different.
Oh, it's like this other game.
It's like
that's
bocce
real,
ball,
but we make
only,
up
only,
our
only mispronounced.
Yeah. As in, it's exactly bocce ball.
I forget, Logan, that you're 4 years old and you've not done adult
He's
things
five.
Like cookouts. So what is the great story about the hot dog? What was the
Yeah,
what was the conclusion to the hot dog?
It just popped eventually.
Did it fizzle out?
The hot dog just popped.
Popped like you put it in a microwave?
Yeah.
Just raccoon meat and boot leather.
Yeah.
Did it go like that? Did it go?
No, it did not make an explosion.
And when it did explode, did you go the weasel?
Did you walk away from it like a Michael Bay film?
Slow walk away?
No. Like, did you not do cookouts or stuff like that for, like, your senior year of high school or
not? We didn't,
people in college?
We didn't really do, like, cookouts for stuff like that. We just kind of, like, hung out together and outside. Do I look like I have outside friends?
We hung out with fire.
Nah. We hung out at McDonald's, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you weren't outside ever. No. That's okay.
We did like Halo parties and stuff like that. Yeah.
He had Doritos and Mountain Dew.
No, we actually had the Totino's party pizzas, the little pizzas that you bake. Those like are awesome.
Four for $5.
Mm. Yeah.
Cancer. Delicious cancer.
Plastic pizza.
Yeah.
They're all right.
They're good.
Yeah, it's fine. Ian, I'm sure you've had some fun outdoor cookout, fun time experiences.
Great story, Ian. Let's move to James.
Let's go back to Ian.
Josh, what about you?
Great show. We're done. Have a week or whatever we say.
At least I had a whistling hot dog.
In Max's first birthday party, my grandfather tried to set the Guinness Book of World Records record for cooking the most food for the fewest people. Like, we had finished eating an hour ahead behind, and he was still cooking steaks and hot dogs and hamburgers.
My
Did he get the record?
In my book, yes. He got the Marsh Book of World Records anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I just not leftovers. Guinness.
Yes.
I don't care.
It was a lot of meat for a week or two.
Did the meat sweat?
That's a lot of meat.
Obviously.
Yeah, he had like continual for like 2 weeks.
I think he'd been waiting for years for an excuse to use his grill, and he finally got it. So
he
took full advantage of it.
I totally do something, especially if I had a nice grill.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally take advantage
like
of it and just be like
homemade, like brick stone.
Ooh, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't get a new grill.
He's not really cooking
like
for
that.
His grandson right. at all. It's this is.
It was just for him.
Yeah.
It's like, don't eat any of this meat. I've had it since 1950, and I've been waiting for the right time.
Clean out the deep freeze right now.
It didn't kill me.
Yeah. So me.
Yeah. So me.
Everybody's looking at me now to tell a story. I don't know. I don't know that I have anyone that significantly stands out. I know that.
Well, lie.
Yeah, just make something up.
So this one time.
These two guys aren't going to care.
Targaryen
really,
showed up on a dragon, and it was...
Shut up.
I will say...
that's why you don't have any stories like this.
Does tailgating count?
Yes, tailgating counts.
Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I like to go to Oxford, Mississippi to watch the Ole Miss Rebels play football.
Hugh Freeze is going to wish he was still doing that in a couple months, too.
And I do enjoy going to the Grove and cooking out with friends. And tenting. If you've never experienced the Grove, it is quite the sight to behold.
It's not really that great.
It is pretty fantastic
when
it's full.
It wasn't that great.
There's trees.
Yep.
Are you biased at all?
No, I'm not biased at all.
At all?
Not in the least.
Not a little bit.
I lived in Oxford for a year.
Sure. Yeah.
He did.
And where else did you live?
Corinth, Mississippi.
Some other place?
Other Mississippi cities? Starkistan?
Starkistan.
Dang, man.
So anyhow.
Got darker in here from that shade.
So I've done do that a lot during the fall, which is one of my favorite times of the year. Tailgate games like washer toss and ladder toss and bag toss. You just toss a lot of things at
tailgate. Other toss. Throw, you just throw stuff
just
at tailgate parties.
Little people toss.
Yeah, you take
oh, my God. Midget toss? You have midget toss?
Yeah.
Whee! like Logan's hot dog.
Oh. So cool experiences that I've gotten to.
I'd like to apologize to all midgets.
I think probably the coolest experience I ever got to have at Oxford for tailgating during a football game was hanging out with my friends Aaron and Steven Rideout, and we ended up getting set up right next to a tent. These folks from Laurel, Mississippi, and
I've been there. Good people.
Yeah. About an hour and a half, 2 hours into kind of all of us getting set up and all hanging around, lo and behold, Charlie Day rolls up with a stroller, his wife and his baby, and parks at the tent right next to us. So I got to hang out with Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia and drink beer with him and, you know, talk about stuff.
Was he funny?
He was. He was actually really very nice. He's certainly not the dialed up, you know, spastic character that he plays all the time. He's actually very, you know, he's very funny all the time, but he's very, you know, even
level.
Yeah, very level guy. Had a lot of good things to say about the state of Mississippi and enjoyed our...
Why was he there?
His wife is which she played the waitress.
Yeah, she was the waitress in the like first. Well, I mean, is she still in it?
I think she might.
I haven't watched the season
in a while.
Wow, he made a real impact on you.
Well, his movies are hilarious.
No, he's a funny
great.
Dude.
The show is great. It's just that I don't really have
it's
cable
been
anymore.
So. On a long time.
Yeah, they're like on their like 12th or 13th season, and that's just I give up after like five.
I don't know if it's still funny, Philadelphia.
A lot of people still like it, but he is apparently married to the actress that played the waitress in the show. She is originally from Laurel, Mississippi, and it was her parents that set up right next to us.
Oh,
and so they will come to 3 or 4 games every year.
Didn't he do like some intro thing for him?
Yeah, he's done the hottie toddy cheer a couple times. He'll usually get down on the sidelines and maybe do a little something
streaking
like during halftime or at the end of the game.
Light streaking.
Like some light streaking.
Some light streaking. Yeah.
So he's
loosen them up.
Going to the quad.
But it was cool because we were, you know, we had all of our cookout food and tailgate food, and he came over and hung out. Was very, very nice and very cool, and that was the day that I got to meet Charlie Day.
Is it just like every man for himself on location there? Like, or is
it's
there
about to start being that way. It hasn't necessarily always been, but I think they're changing up the rules a little bit this year. Things that I've been hearing is they're actually talking about going to the only way you can set up 10 is you're going to have to hire people to do it for you. Like they're talking about totally going in.
I think that's what they do at the Junction in Starkville, is that you hire. Like you pay and they go.
Well, I mean, they
it
have
up.
That. They have that.
But that's how you do it.
Yeah, but they're talking about like, which I hate the idea of it, because to me the great thing about the Grove is, which there are always those people who have their spots and their little areas that
you just don't mess with them.
They get there like 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're not going to mess with them, and sometimes you're always going to have those groups of people that go in and they don't know, and they'll set up in that person's spot and it may cause an issue, but whatever. You know, it's never been a problem with me, but
it's like church.
Yeah. And so my thing is always going to be like guys like me that don't have any kind of booster money, or I haven't been tailgating in this spot since the 1950s kind of thing like that. I now you know, my tailgating days in the Grove may be over.
That just blows my mind that like tailgating is now an enterprise business for this place. Like,
it doesn't blow my mind.
All over the state. I mean, actually, yeah, Everywhere it's a business.
There are about three guys in Oxford, Mississippi that
I feel like that takes away from the spirit of tailgating. Honestly.
No. Like, these guys that run their own little businesses in Oxford, where basically you pay them money, and it's honestly not a significant, like a really huge chunk of money, yeah, especially if you have a large group of people that can chip in. They have a bunch of employees that work for them. They'll go and they'll set up a certain number of tents. They'll bring coolers. They'll set chairs up for you. They'll set tables up for you. And for the little extra money, they'll set a satellite TV up for you with a little television and a digital receiver, and you can watch football games and all this stuff. And it's honestly not that much money. And you don't have to worry about the hassle. Like for people, like when I was living in Jackson, I couldn't go up on Friday, you know, afternoon at 7 o'clock and go do the claim rush for a spot, you know, in the Grove. I couldn't be there.
Yes, just like in the Old West when would claim like your 5 acres and a mule.
Blow a horn and people go and they run and claim a spot. And, you know, to me, actually, honestly, to me, that's a much better way to do it. It's actually kind of fun, you know, because people will...
Gold rush.
Yeah, like people will, you know, camp out kind of thing, and there'll be this mad rush, and people get into it, and they have a lot of fun doing it, and
boom, shakalaka!
Yeah,
right in their faces, just a throwdown battle royale style. Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. I thought it was a little less structured than that over there, to be honest. I know it's sort of a little less structured in Starkville. I know to an extent, but. Like when the Gov, he goes and does tailgating, like they always do. If the Egg Bowl's in Starkville, they go and like he sets up like Thanksgiving dinner, and it's a big rigmarole of a show.
The Junction's just bigger. It's just there's a lot more. It's significantly bigger than the Grove, and there's so much more real estate. And
bigger is better.
Of course.
No bias. No judges on your little Grove.
That's what they think, you know. So they're not compensating at all.
Hey, guys, we got this national championship trophy. It's just amazing. I don't know if any of you are aware of it. A couple of them. It's real.
Where's your mute button? Hold on. Yeah.
It's right over here next to the 16 national championships. Sorry about that. So, champions. They don't really do it that way. They don't really do it that way at Alabama.
No, they roll all their fans in wheelbarrows.
No, they all just come in their family Winnebago.
Did you think that was a good joke? Or?
I didn't think it was a
good joke. When he does the hand thing, I wish that people could see his hand pun indicator so that he wants you to know he's doing
a great
thing.
Like sign language?
I don't know. I need help, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
it's not as funny anymore, is it? No. Yeah, it's not that way there because they're like 125,000 people.
Making fun over there, James.
And it's
making fun of you.
I've had a lot of interesting cookout type experiences, activities like that. The guys that I started Just Us Geeks with, they would go outside and we would like do a cookout for about 5 minutes and then would need to go inside for a while I cooked. And that was kind of fun. Ate a lot of hot dogs.
Wait, why do they have to go inside?
Because it's hot.
Oh.
But I don't know. Like, my father-in-law, he cooks out a lot, and that's like, that was one of the things I was thinking about. Like, he puts more into the 4th of July than he does for Christmas every year. Like, there is more every year for the 4th of
proud
July.
Proud to be an American.
He is, man, than there is for Christmas.
Does he have some of that America beer?
No.
Drunk chicken.
He does have drunk chicken.
We should have got some America.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think we made a good choice.
I think we need to do that for 4th of July.
Just drink some America.
Yeah.
Make America chicken.
America beer again.
That's a big commitment to drink that much America original. Yeah. That's...
No America light, that's for sure.
That's Canada.
Oh, sorry about that. It's in a little blue can. I don't know, like... Fun outdoor activities like that get you outside of your comfort zone. Like, I think you should do one, like, at least one every summer. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that wants to go, like, to the lake every weekend. I know a lot of people who are like that, who got boats that they want to go out and hang out on their boats.
Get that fresh water life.
Good salt life
in North Mississippi.
Yeah, dumb. I mean, it would be cool to have a boat, but like, that's just not my thing. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who do that, but
I used to do that.
Why don't you do it anymore?
Because I work at in a business where I have to work on the weekends.
So if you didn't have to work on the weekends, you would just like live on a boat?
On the weekends, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Well, you know, my family's got boats. I've got a jet ski.
So, now, jet ski is a different story. You can cause a lot of trouble on a jet ski.
Yeah, you have a lot of fun.
Wait, you have a jet ski?
Yeah.
Why?
Ian's like,
why did we not use it?
Why is Ian not currently on your jet ski?
I got a pond right out there.
The jet ski's up on the Tennessee River right now. That's where my family's at this week. Well, that's, let's see, what day is it? It should still be up there, actually.
Huh.
Well up there, in here.
There's no water here.
Ian just
there's
needs
some
like,
right out there. There's a pond right
Ian
out there.
Ian just rolls up in the door on a jet ski on dry land.
He's like, hey, guys.
Wing! Jet skis are fun as crap, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Have you ever ridden a jet ski, Logan?
Nope.
Really
oh, fun. Logan.
Are you afraid of water?
No.
Yeah, okay. He took like a long time to answer.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, because I mean, no forcing you to get on it, because my wife can't swim. So you know.
I don't swim well, but I swim well enough to get on a jet ski. I figure if I'm going to go out in the water, that's the way I want to go out. Like 50 feet in the air, have that joker land
you,
on me.
You won't be able to get that kind of air.
No, not probably.
Oh,
not on
I
a,
bet
not
we
on
can. Not that's on, a challenge,
not,
James.
Not on the lake. I've gotten one like seriously. Well, it wasn't that high in the air on in the ocean, but fun. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I would like to see you on a jet ski, Logan. That would be interesting.
I think the highest I've ever gotten was like off a barge, and people think that you got to get like real close to the barge to get the best waves. You got to go like 50 yards back behind them where they churn up the biggest waves. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten, you know, like maybe 15, 20 feet up.
Make you pee a little?
It hurts when you hit.
Oh, it does.
Slam.
I would like to see you on a jet ski, Logan. Yeah. It'd be like you in the football.
You sound like a hot dog in the fire.
Jeez. Now I just want to see this hot dog, what it looked like when it was over and done with.
It's just a hot dog, guys.
I mean, that's the only thing I think of is when you put a hot dog in a microwave and it starts to just
scream in pain.
What kind of hot dog was it?
It was just a
it
hot
was a
dog.
Red
I was
rocket.
Like 8 years old.
Was it a red rocket hot dog?
I was going to say, was this
armadillo meat? No. It was like a step up from that. Like, not quite name brand, but not quite red hot dog.
Armadillo meat and cardboard. Right?
Oh, God. This is going to make me throw up my mouth a little bit. Oh, gross.
It was like made with identifiable meats.
Made with real duck.
Duck
feet.
Duck
see,
hot dogs.
That's the thing about cookouts and stuff. Like, if you have like a big event and you're like, hey, everybody just bring whatever you want. If old people are involved, you don't really know. Like, you could get several kinds of slaw or potato
salad.
Or ambrosia.
What's that green minty stuff? Is that ambrosia?
Toothpaste. Toothpaste
mint
salad.
Jelly.
Well, that's for lamb, but ugh, oh man, that's more like potluck church thing.
I like the hey, whoa, watch it.
Hey,
you got something on your shirt? I'm trying to get it off. Calm down.
It's words, Ian. It's a graphic tee. Of course, it has something on
it's
it.
It's dirt.
He had a blade of grass on him. I was trying to be a nice person.
You was trying to get all handsy with me.
Jeez, get over yourself.
You weirdo.
Top of the field.
It's not that kind of cookout.
Gosh, there's so many people that I've had to tell that to in the last couple of days. Like, get over yourself, seriously.
I will not, sir.
He will not accept your advances. It's fine. He does whatever he wants. Nope, Logan.
Why is the most innocent and simplest thing that I do always perceived as some kind of romantic, desperate gesture?
Because I know you want me, Ian.
Oh, get over yourself. That's what I want to tell all of those people that think that. Get over yourself.
Let's make him a sign. We'll have a cookout for all of those people that Ian can go to. And then at the end, he can just have this little part where he gets up and is like,
Should I bring the 5 pounds
to
of
all
Rotel?
Of those people?
Hire a skywriter. Right. Get over yourself.
And yet he still refuses my unrequited love.
You would be first in line.
I'm going to hire a skywriter to tell everybody that thinks that. It's like, go fuck yourself. You're not that important.
I could just send emails for you for the same fee.
Yeah,
I
mean, and he'll put little neat little graphics on it.
It'll look like an airplane.
I can make you this hipster bird.
You get some of Logan's homemade emojis.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Stupid, flippy, like sassy hand.
Wait, who?
Sassy hand.
The guy sitting next to me.
Oh, that guy? Okay.
Yeah.
He's never going to get over himself.
Yeah.
I love you, Ian. Come and you'll never Logan. Acknowledge that.
Yes.
Logan? Yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't know, Logan. I just don't know about you, man.
I'm a super guy. I'm swell. I think swell is an appropriate adjective for me.
Yeah.
I think douche is a general, you know, like proper adjective or whatever.
I am sorry douche. I sprayed you in the face with duster gas.
Yeah, I'm looking at his eyes. He's not sorry.
In the mouth with bittering agent. I'm talking to him, and I'm like, he's an addict now. Such and such and such.
Like you're just trying to have a fun time.
And I double over like coughing and stuff. He goes, it's not poisonous.
He just wanted you to know in case you thought you were dying.
Yeah, that's. I was just.
I knew I wasn't
you.
Dying. I was trying to get the damn taste out of my mouth.
James is addicted to, you know,
duster now gas. I'm huffing duster gas.
Thanks a lot, Logan.
We're going to have to call A&E and we're going to have to do an episode of intervention for him.
James, you have a problem. He's just got two of them hooked into his nose.
James, next, you know, I'll be shoving straws in my phones and sucking the lithium out of the battery.
James, you just thought this was an episode about cookouts. It's really an episode about intervention.
Do you have the intervention music? Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
I really wish that I did, but now I'm going to get just start
playing. We didn't plan this joke beforehand, so.
Dang it.
It's a flow we're going with.
See, this is why you don't plan jokes, Logan.
I didn't plan that joke.
No, you plan a lot of jokes.
Yeah. Like all your puns.
Yeah.
All my puns
go
are not
back
planned.
Two episodes.
Yeah. Oh, puns.
Mom's spaghetti.
This is just going to lose it. So, Logan, if you could plan the perfect cookout. What would it be?
It would have mom spaghetti.
What would you have? What would the occasion be for, and what would you have to eat at the perfect cookout?
Oh, I can tell you what I'd have to eat. I'd mom have
spaghetti. Steak.
Some sweet potato salad because like
mom jeans are 75.
I love potato salad.
My sister makes some awesome potato salad.
Does she make sweet mom jeans potato salad?
No, she doesn't. No.
I love some sweet potato salad.
So do you like sweet potato salad? Is that what we're saying? Or are you on like some sweet butthole potato salad?
Potato salad.
Can you imagine sweet potato
salad? Do you like chopped
salad?
Up butthole in your...
No,
it's called bung.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
It's called bung, and sometimes it's sold.
Hey, let's steer this conversation elsewhere before I throw up.
Cover your ears.
Yeah, so football is great.
Yeah.
I guess the occasion would just be, you know, people getting together to have fun. Like,
you would just only serve potato salad?
Well, there would be other stuff, but like the important
grill.
Thing is a potato salad.
I like a big potato salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like brats. Some brats are good.
Even at your perfect one, you wouldn't be able to eat meat?
Yeah, would you like eat meat at your perfect cookout?
Probably not, because even before I could eat beef or couldn't eat beef, I preferred brats to steaks.
You would rather eat a brat than a steak.
Yeah, I would. unless I'm going to like a super nice steakhouse. Like,
let me put that big old mom jeans in my mouth.
You had the wrong person making your steaks.
Italian sausage. Yeah, you kind of do have the wrong person making your steaks.
If you prefer that over a steak,
no, I think
wrong.
I just have the right person making my brats. That's the
How
thing.
How do you throw it on the grill?
No,
you
can. My uncle does them with like the beer and kraut. They are amazing brats. I mean, super duper good.
Well, that's after they're cooked, though, bud. I mean, and a steak is a steak. I mean, I know you don't eat them actively now, but. A steak is kind of a steak.
I never really cared for steak before then.
Y'all, this is a lie he's told himself so he can get through these next few years when he can't eat them.
Few years. He should only have like 1 or 2 years left by my count.
No, I can see a tick on him right now. So
yeah.
I'm joking.
Wait, so
he looked.
Actually, yeah, you do.
Where?
That's a mole. Let me rip it off.
Oh, it's just a mole?
Yeah.
We should burn it off or freeze it. Pick your poison.
That's what I
want
to do.
You want
cooking.
Fire or ice?
You're getting really good at that. So potato salad and brats. That's what you would serve at your...
Yep, the potato salad brat cookout. what, extravaganza.
Yeah, I'm not going to that what one. Colored, I hope I'm not invited.
What colored muumuu are you going to wear to that?
It would be a bring a floral. BYOM. Bring your own meats.
Bring your own meat.
That's not a cookout. That's a bring your own meat party.
That's a
Bob James
party.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
That's going to get bleeped, hopefully.
I don't know. We don't know, do we? Sorry, Logan's mom. The gov doesn't do his
job. That was
job.
Like the most insincere apology. Like, I'm sorry you heard that.
If you got upset, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Because it was only intended to prove that your son couldn't pun anything. So, there you go.
I will pun your face off.
Oh, my God.
Gross. Just get prepared for the pun storm.
Gross. Ian, if you could perfect the cookout, what would your cookout be and what would you serve? Nobody has said like ribs or barbecue.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. It's really super hard to grill ribs.
It is, but it's worth it.
I got some buddies in Memphis that do ribs perfectly.
Smoking them or grilling them?
I do a little of both.
Oh.
But
I've had good
they
smoked
make
ribs,
they make ribs perfect.
Yeah, see I would have to say that perfection. if I were doing a cookout and I got to choose the meat and all of the fixings, I would have to pick dry rub. Baby back ribs.
If they're doing right, they're great.
And for sides and stuff, I would.
Do you prefer dry rub ribs?
I do. I do. I don't. I'll eat ribs however you serve them to me, be honest with you. But if I, have my choice of, what I would eat for the rest of my life, it would be dry rub ribs. Love it.
I love dry rub ribs.
To me, it's way better than the wet ribs.
Wet and juicy.
I've had some good wet ribs, but
wet rib.
I guess I'm good wet rib.
Wet ribs.
I like dry rub with some sauce on the side.
Yeah,
just
I like the
case.
Sauce on the side. Yeah, but if they're done right,
you don't need it.
You really don't need it. Yeah,
but it's a security blanket there.
Yeah, just in case. It's a good backup.
Just in case you give me some dry, stupid ribs.
Yeah, then I can just douse it in the sauce.
Yeah.
James, what about you?
Every year for my birthday, I have a cookout normally. My buddies from Memphis will make me like a slab of ribs and saute up mushrooms and onions. What?
They spray you in the face with duster gas.
No, you're not a friend.
What
so.
Kind of jerk would do something like that?
And they're not.
Bob James.
They also don't hit me in the
Bob James
with a football.
That was an accident. That was like legitimately an
but
accident.
I'm like, down set, hike. Couldn't even get it up an extra couple of feet to my hands.
Oh, he rung that bell good too.
You could hear the when it hit me. Anyway, no,
not a boom.
Sorry.
Now we have
water.
Little Dylan in there. Little Dylan,
but so baked potatoes with it. It's a nice little spread that I usually get for my birthday.
You had me at sauteed mushrooms and onions.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
These guys do wet ribs, and they are like slide off the bone. Like you go to pick it up, and it'll just fall off the bone.
Mm.
Don't even need those bones. Just throw them out.
You could gnaw on them if you wanted, I guess.
I guess.
Gross. You don't want to do that. It's bad for
you. But they're so good.
That
not the bones,
mean.
The meat.
Them bones. Oh.
Oh, man, them bones.
They just give me
just
their
crack
bones.
Crack them open and suck the marrow out.
Yeah.
Rib marrow is not very good.
No.
Dan, what about you?
There's a guy at work, Jeff Stark. He's a Cubs fan, but I will forgive him
old
for
man
that
Stark,
because
boy.
Of his brisket.
Yeah.
Which
he
cooks for Hog Wild and stuff, and like he's placed in the top three a couple times at Hog
my
Wild.
My God.
But he's got a brisket. I can picture it in my mind right now. It's just that perfect. Oh, barely even need a knife to cut it. It's delicious.
I need to take you up to Sykeston. There's a barbecue joint up there called Dexter's.
Yeah.
We go three times a week for the brisket.
I'm a big fan of brisket.
See, I would much rather have a ribs over brisket. That's just me.
Well, they have a combo plate where you can get brisket and ribs.
Oh, well, then that's perfect.
But what
make
they
a
do,
brisket
like,
ribs and ribs.
For one of the sandwiches, like a patty melt?
Yeah.
Okay, they do a brisket melt.
Ooh.
And you can put pepper jack cheese in your cheese.
Gosh.
You don't even need barbecue sauce for it. It is just perfection.
Well, see, that's the thing I like about brisket is that,
it's perfection. Mm.
I'm starting to get hungry.
Dan's getting a little hungry.
We got some of this cake,
I'm
buddy.
Over my misery
got some cheese
now.
Dip.
Hey, I got plenty of Rotel. Oh, I'm not. Dan is. You're keeping some of that Rotel. You know that, right?
Like,
I'll put a dent in it.
For me, I'm going to go... For a couple of years, for Lucy's birthday, I did beef bourguignon. That was really good. But for me, like, I always enjoy cooking around the holidays. So I wouldn't, like, do a cookout necessarily unless I could do it, like, around then. And for a couple of years, for New Year's, I actually did grill and stuff like that because it's Mississippi and you can do that.
Yeah, it's 72 degrees.
Yeah, that's a nice, cool.
What were
cool.
those beef medallions or something like that you made that were like pink in the middle?
Yeah.
Those were really, really good.
Yeah, that was red wine reduction with them as well. God, it was good stuff. I forgot about that. Oh, man, now I'm getting a little hungry too. but I don't know. Like, if I had to do like.
I got some Rotel for you.
Good old James, the Rotel Peddler Stratton, coming down to you.
If you'd like some of James's Rotel, just send a letter to us.
Send a letter and a Tupperware.
Send us an email to James@justusgeeks.com. He doesn't even have access to that email.
Don't.
But it's just all about Rotel now. So
we respond with one ladle full of.
Just in an envelope. Just send it out.
It's like Cards Against Humanity when they're like, we're going to sell you bullshit. Bob James. And people literally bought bull feces. So there you go. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of with you, Logan. I like a good brat, but like, if you do a cookout right, you have something for everybody.
Yep.
You know, and that's sort of the name of the game. Logan can't eat beef, so you make him chicken. I probably hadn't barbecued chicken in a long time.
Those drumsticks turned out
those
amazing.
Those drummies were awesome. Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, I was just sort of winging it with those. They turned out.
Except there wasn't any wings.
Yeah, no.
Just, legs.
They were just.
Just sort of legging it.
You know what? I had a leg up on the competition.
Snap.
You put in the legwork for those.
Not funny.
It's too much.
You need something to throw at him.
30 seconds ago.
Super hot fire.
But so like you have to have something that's great for everyone, and then you mix in a little bit of like, I don't know, throwing a football around or
and Rotel
dog piling
swinging
Logan
swing
after he's Rotel'd full or
who jump on the trampoline after you eat.
We jumped on the trampoline.
I also can't believe that after you eat though.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have that on video
doing
now.
Doing the swing.
Yeah, the swing was fun.
It's not as good as a trampoline.
Crack.
Those springs have been surprisingly nimble. So
they were very loose. Like, we were sitting on the trampoline. I was like, man, these springs are loose.
I kind of thought about it when you guys went out there. I was like,
you think I'm going to break that trampoline?
Well, I mean, it's about time. So
not that far off the ground.
No, not when Logan's first bounces was like, James is going to catapult right off that thing.
I did give him some height.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Dan said, that we were surprisingly in sync on our jumps, getting each other up, you know, the height.
Get it on
crazy.
Up.
It's good. So we want to hear from you because we've seen a lot of your photos and videos over the past couple of days about cookouts and fun times together. It's not really a geeky thing, but it's fun to do. Let us know some of your fun activities. You can share them with us over on Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks or in the... Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated.
Anywhere you want to share them, guys.
Yeah. Oh, also,
yeah,
we got a Huddle House Confessions.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Huddle House Confessions. We do.
We did a thing.
It was
part two.
It was like part three.
Like part three, sir.
Yeah.
It's anyway, part two.
Yeah, part two of two.
Huddle House Confessions two, part
anyway,
two.
Anyway, it's interesting, and you can listen to it later this week because we actually got asked what that thing was in the middle of the table. That was pretty funny.
He was like scared of it. Like, yeah. He was legitimately
although at the end, he did say he liked big things, so.
Yeah,
he did say that
he
aloud.
Said it.
Like, I didn't record it, though.
Oh, yeah, we had it turned off by then, didn't we?
Yeah, he was like, is that really a recorder? It's like, yeah,
yeah,
that's what we said it was.
I was
like
just, I don't know what it was.
I like big things.
So I'm like, well, all right then.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah, what do you say to a guy who like steps to you very too closely?
I like big things and I cannot lie. Large objects I cannot deny.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yes, please hit him with something. Anything at this point.
I'll hit him with a jam.
Whoa!
No. That was a multiple thing at once. Don't need to do... Hold on. We'll just do it to that. How about that? How about that? If you had, I'm just gonna leave it in there forever. Spaghetti. What's that?
Capture it.
I see.
How why does this get you every time?
His palms spaghetti. Knees weak, arms spaghetti.
Okay, that's fine.
Can we acknowledge that James knows every word?
We never have. We've never acknowledged that he knows the thing word for word.
But there's only two words.
At work, somebody had put that on the 10-hour loop, and we listened to it.
Oh, I was about to say, you it's have catchy. Literally listened to that song.
Yes, I've put in the time.
Okay.
Like normal people listen to normal music that much because, like, I really like that song. I want to learn the words to it and listen to it over and over. You do that with parodies and...
Not all parodies.
Only good ones.
What, you didn't like that's a booty hole song? Peanut butter booty hole?
You like it. Clearly.
If you like the peanut butter booty hole, that is your... Anyway, Logan, jam of the week.
My jam this week is my other new airsoft gun. Ordered a second one.
James, you get to shoot him with that one, too.
Yay!
It's an HK MP5 submachine gun. Pretty cool.
Now, here's a question. Are you just going to shoot yourself with these, or what are you going to do, since there's not really a local place for this?
I'll either go to Memphis or Nashville. Nashville's got a huge indoor space out there at Nashville Airsoft.
I'm just going to say, in Memphis, you might ought to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Memphis, out at the field
the pyramid.
Is called Blackwater Marsh. So,
is he related to Dan?
Cousin Blackwater.
Blackwater Marsh.
There's plenty of places to play. So, you know, I just have to gear up and go.
What kind of gear do you have for this?
I'm working on that.
Goggles.
Right now I have goggles and a mesh face mask, so yeah.
Can we shoot you in the face then?
If I have those on.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're going to drug you and put those on your face. That went a little dark.
Yeah, that was weird, guys.
We're going to shoot.
Just do your hands, but it's okay.
Like Cosby Dark.
No.
Oh. Whoa.
I got your cappuccino, sir.
Just do the hands and it's okay.
No, that's that other show. Dan, what's your jam of the week? What is your jam?
I know y'all did the escape rooms. I don't know if y'all made it to jam or not, but I did that last weekend with the kids, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Conk escape rooms. We had 40 minutes to escape, and I think we did it in 38 and a half minutes.
38.
Hey, what was that time we did it in, guys?
20 minutes?
Adults, yes. I did it with preteens, including your six-year-old.
Logan, Logan was pretty sure that he could have done that one on his own.
If I was by myself, I probably could have done it that fast because it was a whole lot of distraction.
It wasn't that difficult of a room.
Right. But
I don't know why he said that was the most difficult one.
If you have five kids just running around picking random things up, you don't,
that will throw your game off.
There's no method to the
madness. That's all I did.
So it was.
Yeah, I had one random kid running around.
I was to the point where I was like, okay, we're not going to solve it. It's okay. We're having fun. And so I was surprised that we actually solved it.
Well, we were surprised that it was over. We were like...
Was that the last clue? Yeah. We were shocked.
If you actually do it in order and take your time with it, I think you could... If you have a method to it, it would be like...
We have a method.
Yeah, we did it in order. We had a method.
But if you do it without a method, it was chaos.
We have a down pat system now.
But it was so much more fun.
Jackson has an escape room now. We should do it when we go down for Mississippi Comic Con.
Well, let's make sure we call and make reservations. Cause
yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, another thing I was going to ask, are they having the beer fest again this week, that same weekend?
I don't know. I hadn't looked. I hope so.
What, Zubrin?
No, it was...
No, this is down in Jackson for the con?
No, it was some Fondren. It was one in Fondren.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It was happening the same time last
Sweet
year at
beer
the con.
Fest.
And me and Matt went to the beer fest while they went.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd ever see Matt
with each
again.
Other.
Yeah, we did not. We went
actually,
and made
we
Pine and Pig.
Yeah, and I went and almost died.
Pine and Pigged all over the place.
Yeah, sure did. That was a miserable time for me. Mr. Macaroni, what's your jam, sir?
I don't have one. I really
wow,
don't.
Wow, awesome. He's not jamming.
Well, it's my birthday, so you can jam on that,
Game
sir.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones would probably be it. I'll take that. I wasn't really super thrilled with this most recent episode. I still feel like there's so many threads that it's like nothing's moving forward in any kind of significant way. However,
they revealed, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, they revealed a character from the books. Not only did they reveal the character from the books for the first time in the show, they also ended a 16-year mystery about this specific character from the books and pretty much gave everybody the answer. And I thought that was great. So my jam is shrouded in secrecy because I don't want to spoil it for people who have not watched Game
That's
of Thrones.
Right.
So.
Yep. I'm going to spoil it. So
no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You don't
We're
going
to mute you.
I just did. James, Yay. What's your jam of the week?
I am back. I should be back 100%.
Non-Missouri is your jam
Non-Missouri.
Of the week.
Nothing against people in Missouri, but Bob James, I'm glad to be home.
Your state sucks.
What?
I'm saying that their state sucks.
No, that's what the Cardinals play, so they can't.
No. Everybody knows that my least favorite state in the union is Kentucky.
Oh yeah, he hates Kentucky.
Like with a passion, I hate Kentucky. But you know, Missouri's all right. I'm just glad to be home.
Yeah, because it's getting a little old.
Yeah, being gone for 2 months
kind of sucks.
Yep.
Josh, what's your jam?
Frack. What is my jam? I had one. What's my jam? Oh, my jam is the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. It's pretty good.
I'm going to play it this week.
Yeah. Also, you can... we'll throw something together for a review of TMNT2 at some point since we're not giving you a review of it today. So, that's a thing. That'll happen.
Might be an extra geeky or something.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just periscope it.
I could deal with that.
Yeah.
Spoiler
as long
alert.
As we get to hang out on Thursday, so my Thursday is complete.
You need more friends.
I have lots of friends.
He did. He had people he was texting while it wasn't us.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Yeah, I did too. It looks just like Roman. He's eating his own hair.
It's funny.
I love the internet.
I do too.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I love the internet. Bam, bam, bam. This is not ants marching, Logan. We like James and want him to stick around.
Here we are in the morning.
I quit.
Well, it kind
of
does sound like a little
Making
bit there.
No, he's around.
Good night forever.
I rode my bike into a ditch.
That's a birthday present.
Yeah, it should have been. I should have done ants marching.
I like going to cookouts. Just kidding.
I'm going to think of that every time he does it from now. Just kidding.
Oh, Mr. Josh. Oh, hello, Mr. Josh. Me kidding.
Oh, my God. So, thanks.
I'm tired. I'm ready to go home.
Thank you, Dan, for talking about four times during this episode.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for the food.
And eating the chicken.
It's good chicken, though, wasn't it?
Good chicken.
Yay, Dan.
Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. There's a whole ton of it you can find over there at JusticeGeeks.com. And the Facebook group, that's a thing to be in on, because when we do things like Memorial Day shenanigans, we post them over there. So do
not safe for children to hear.
Well, Facebook is not safe for children. So there you go. Why do you have a Facebook, Logan?
I got a potty mouth. So,
House Confessions. NSFW.
It's a what?
NSFW. Not safe for work.
Well, there could be minors who work.
Not safe for women.
No, it's probably not safe for
that. House Confessions. Not safe for anyone.
Nope. Although we did discuss
it. Not safe for winders.
I have to go listen to like 15 minutes of that because I wasn't there for it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so did those things. Logan, it was fun having you on the show.
Who?
After you listened to Huddle House Confessions.
Pony to the farm.
Yeah, so.
Oh, you're fired, by the way.
Wait, what?
You're fired.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Beep.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Auschwitz. Life goes by so fast.